The Russian defense minister says that Moscow will supply an S-300 anti-missile system to Syria within 2 weeks to boost the Arab country's air defense capability. Sergei Shoigu said the decision made by President Vladimir Putin is one of the, quote, response measures following the downing of a Russian military plane in Syria. The Kremlin added that the missile system is also aimed at increasing safety of the Russian military in Syria. The move comes one day after Moscow blamed Israel for the recent downing of the military plane that killed 15 servicemen on board. It said that Israel gave misinformation to the plane, preventing it from moving timely to a safe area. Russia also accused the Israeli military of using the Russian aircraft as a shield against anti-aircraft missiles from the Syrian Air Defense Force. Israel says it bears no responsibility and has blamed Syria for the incident. Barry Grossman is an international lawyer and peace activist joining us from Bali. There was a time when this type of news would shake Israel. Israel has been totally against this sale to Syria. Do you think they still hold that view when it comes to the sale of the S-300 anti-missile system to Syria from Russia?
Well, of course. I mean, the United States and Israel, for that matter, and Saudi Arabia, feel entitled to dictate to other nations where they can buy their defense technologies from. And what kind of technologies they can use. We saw that very recently with the United States issuing new sanctions against China for buying fighter jets from Russia. So undoubtedly, Israel will object to this. I don't know where they feel they have the right to object or even to have an opinion about this. But really coming to the point, one of the things that concerns many people who have been observing events in Syria since 2012 is that we've heard repeatedly from the Russians that their S-300 system and even their S-400 system is on the way to Syria. We've also heard talk about the S-400 being delivered to Turkey and to others as well. And I guess the question many people are asking, without in any way calling into question the usefulness of Russia's assistance in Syria to the Syrian people, the question that people are asking, that observers are asking, is where are these defensive missile systems, and why is it only when a Russian plane gets shot down, whether it be by Israelis, by the French, or by the Americans, that we hear talk of the imminent delivery of this S-300 or even the S-400 system? Why is the system not in place? We've heard very clear talk about this going back to 2015, again in 2016, and again in 2017. And the question on everyone's lips is, why are these missile systems not already in place, given the undertakings that have been given in the past? Secondly, why is it only when Russian military personnel have been targeted and hit that we hear talk about these S-300 and S-400 systems? What about the Syrian people themselves? What about the Syrian army? To what extent is Russia coordinating with Israel and giving it the green light to carry out attacks on Syrian territory in and around Damascus and other places? These are matters of great concern. No one doubts the assistance that Russia has provided to Syria, but there seems to be a double game going on here. And we, of course, know from the very beginning that Russia's position has been to advance its own strategic interests. It's not operating from a position of pure principle. It's operating in Syria and elsewhere, as most other nations do, to advance its own interests. We'd like to think that those interests include honoring the relationship of the allied relationship it has with Syria, but we'd certainly like much clearer information about the extent to which the Russians are green lighting or at least standing down to let Israel fighter planes fly sorties into Syria and bomb Damascus and other parts of Syria without having provided these defensive missile systems that have been promised going back to 2015.
Great. Thank you very much for that, Barry Grossman, international lawyer and peace activist.